I'm going to do a deal breakdown. This was one of my absolute favorite deals. I got super excited about it, and I want to tell you exactly how we made $80,000 on a wholesale fee, how long it took, what marketing channel we got the deal from, and how many times we had to talk to the seller, or how few times we had to talk to the seller, depending on how you look at it.
My name is Bill Allen, and I'm the leader of a group of elite house flippers and wholesalers called Seven Figure Flipping. We don't brag or show off our success, but instead let integrity and stewardship be our guide. We are dedicated to helping people unlock the freedom they desperately need. If you ask other real estate investors, they will say to keep your secrets quiet. But we believe in abundance, not scarcity. And that's why we are the elite. We are Seven Figure Flipping, and this podcast is our playbook.
Okay, so here's what happened. I'm going to get right into it. We got an inbound lead from a pay-per-lead source called Need to Sell My House Fast. That is an online lead source that does their own SEO, PPC, or pay-per-click, Google Ads, and other marketing things to drive nationwide traffic, website traffic for people who want to sell their house because they're in a distressed state. And then they sell the lead to us as investors. They have a whole bidding system. So we bid for leads in the state of Florida. In this case, we were in Sarasota County. This particular property was in Sarasota. So that lead comes in to our business. They fill out a form and we call them immediately. This was in towards the end of 2023. We were incredibly excited about it because the guy called us and just told us he wanted $235,000-ish. So $235,000 for a house that was going to be worth probably $500,000 in an incredibly sought after area. So we thought it was going to be an absolute laydown. We were ready to sign him up right there on the spot. But then he got cold feet, wanted to talk to us the next day. We try to overcome the objections. And then we eventually were on the phone with this guy two or three different times, seeing if he wanted to move forward with us. Well, a day goes by, 2 days goes by, and this lead is super hot, but now they're silent. They started ghosting us. Okay. This guy blocked our phone number. So we ended up having to change phone numbers 6 or 7 different times to get on the phone with the guy to figure out why he was no longer interested or why he wasn't talking to us after we basically had agreed with him on a price of around $200,000 to $215,000 in the negotiation. So 2 to 3 months of over phone calls were made from multiple different numbers, and we finally got the guy back on the phone months later, and he still wanted to sell his house to us, and he acted like nothing happened. Nothing happened. He got on the phone and he was like, "Oh, hey, how you doing? Yes, I'd still like to sell you that house," even though he had been ghosting us for 2 months and we had followed up with him at this point over 100 times. That's 90 days, 100 times. We're calling this guy sometimes multiple times a day, but definitely daily. Crazy. So we're ready to do the deal. We can actually pay this guy more if that's the objection, if he needs more on price. So we ended up settling with this guy at $235,000. This particular seller was an older gentleman. Price was not his most important thing. He had some things that were important to him. Him and his wife lived in the house together. She had passed away. He had some emotional attachment to it, but he did want to sell it for cash. He did not want a real estate agent. He wanted the easy transaction, but we were going to provide it to him, but he wasn't ready. So it would have been really easy for us to say, like, he just ghosted us and we can't get a hold of him. But that's not what we did. We texted them, we called them, we changed our numbers up, and we continued to follow up with them. And over 90 days, we're finally back on the phone and we're in negotiation. So we decide that we can pay you $235,000 for this house. And he agrees verbally. He's older. So we hit our next problem, which is he can't use DocuSign. So we have to go in person to get a wet signature. So we had to literally send somebody from our team to go down there and get the house signed up. We find some things that are important to him, like moving. We help him with basically anything he needs because we're going to make money on the property. He's going to get ease of transaction. He doesn't want to use an agent. And there's enough money on the deal for us to help him with certain things. Okay. So that's just 90 straight days of just relentless follow-up and trying to serve this guy, help him out. And whether it's buying it off market, getting him an agent, whatever it may be, we just wanted to be the one to help him. But it took literally over 100 phone calls. It was crazy. So that's not where the work stopped, though, because it took months more to get what he needed to go to the next place. And we actually ended up on the phone with this guy for over 300 phone calls over the duration of this process talking to him. Absolutely wild. If you stick with me, I'm going to give you the exact number breakdown and how much money we made, how much we netted, what it cost us to do. So here's what happened. After 300 phone calls, the guy ends up needing cash, like to pay immediate bills. And we need to close on this house. It was such a dire situation that we worked with the title company to bring the closing up to do it as fast as possible. I think we closed it and once we got it signed in 21 days. And he was so ecstatic to the point where on closing day, the wires don't happen instantaneously. If you've ever wired money from a bank to another bank, you put the request in, you wire the money, it gets to the title company, then it goes somewhere else. Plus, we ended up wholesaling this deal, so we had an end buyer. So we had to wait for end buyer's money to come into the title company. Then that money had to clear the title company's bank. And then the title company had to wire the funds to the seller who needed them like that day, that minute, to the point where he literally sat in the parking lot of the bank because he really wanted that money at that time. And we had to be on the phone with him for 2 hours. Just, hey, we'll wait on the phone with you if it makes you feel comfortable. The money is coming. We've definitely paid it. We're just waiting on the title company. But you know, if you've never done a bunch of deals before or sold a bunch of real estate or wired big funds before, you just may not be familiar with that kind of delay in funding from wire to wire to wire. So we ended up following up with this guy, over 300 phone calls with this guy, 7 different phone numbers. When I look at that particular lead source, need to sell my house fast, any type of online lead source, we look at exactly how long did it take us to call that lead. So that lead comes in, you get a name, a phone number, an address, and an email address. You have to call that lead very fast because that person's likely filling out multiple websites. I need to sell my house fast. Who's going to give me the first answer? So they're going on multiple different websites, filling out their information. That means all the investors are calling this guy pretty much at the same time. So speed to lead is so critical if you use a marketing channel that does digital marketing inbound leads. We got to this guy literally immediately. When this lead came in, it came in within 60 seconds. We had called this guy within probably 5 minutes. I think I'm looking in our CRM right now. It shows like within 5 minutes, we were already registering a verbal offer to this guy. And then we had to go into months of follow-up. So that's how fast this particular lead happened. Here's the numbers. We ended up getting this deal under contract for $235,000. And you'll see a picture on here of the property. It's in Sarasota. It's a little bit of an older property. It's not like a new build in Sarasota and looks fantastic. It's going to be worth $500,000. So $235,000 contract price. Our end buyer offered us $315,000 for the property and they still projected a big profit. We ended up cashing a check for selling a piece of paper, a contract as a wholesaler, for $80,000. It was a really gratifying deal because it was somebody who genuinely needed our help and didn't want to go the traditional route, and we were able to serve them. That marketing channel last year produced, we spent 6 figures on that marketing channel and made 4 times that when you just compare marketing to how much revenue came in. That doesn't include the cost of paying our team, of paying our sales reps. Our sales reps on that deal, the sales reps who negotiate that deal, make anywhere between 10 and 20%, depending on if they hit their bonus on a deal. So if it's an $80,000 deal, that could be a $16,000 paycheck for one single deal for the sales rep. It was costing us about $7,000 to $9,000 to get a deal, which was really expensive last year. It was really challenging to get deals, but our cost per deal was $7,000 to $9,000. Now, if I told you, if you can spend $9,000 to get $80,000, that's almost a eight to nine times return. I'm guessing you would get incredibly resourceful on how to get that $9,000 in order to turn it into $90,000 or $100,000. We do deals like this all the time. I wanted to give a specific deal breakdown though. Wholesale deal came in from a online marketing, need to sell my house fast, pay-per-lead channel. We got to it within 60 seconds, which is really important for you to remember. We followed up with it literally hundreds of times with that seller. And we never gave up on him because we knew he needed somebody to help serve him and what he needed. We got that thing under contract. We sent it out to our buyers list. People loved the property because it was in a great location. They came, we got an opportunity to bring them to see it. They made their offers. We selected an offer for $315,000 and we got a wire for $80,000, which you can see here on the screen. Okay. That's my deal breakdown on this deal. If you want more deal breakdowns and more specific stuff, make sure you share this podcast on Instagram or Facebook and tag me in it. And I'll do as many of these as you think are going to be helpful to you. But I just wanted to peel the curtain back. I know a lot of people are out there looking for deals, maybe looking for their first deal. And I can remember when I was trying to look for my first deal and how hard it was. And, you get started, you're excited, you get frustrated, but then you get your first deal and it literally changes everything for you. I think it's incredibly impactful to actually see behind the curtains, what marketing channel did it come from? How much money did you actually make on the deal? How did you pay people? You know, if I spend $9,000 on marketing to get the deal and $16,000 at the top end for a sales rep, right? So I didn't really make $80,000. You can subtract 25 grand off that. Plus we have operational expenses in our business and we pay people. So maybe we netted like $60,000 or $50,000 on that deal, but it's still an amazing deal. And I wanted to share it with you guys.